Chapter 9, Working Through the Day. In this chapter, we'll cover planning each day, tracking daily progress, developing and testing every day, and ending the day. It's Tuesday, 9 a.m. You completed sprint planning yesterday, and the development team started work. For the rest of the sprint, you'll be working cyclically, where each day follows the same pattern. In this chapter, you find out how to use Agile principles daily throughout each sprint. You see the work that you will do every day as part of a Scrum team, planning your day, tracking progress, creating and verifying usable functionality, and identifying and dealing with impediments to your work. You see how the different Scrum team members work together each day during the sprint to help create the product. Planning the day, the daily Scrum. On Agile projects, you make plans throughout the entire project, and on a daily basis. Agile development teams start each workday with a daily Scrum meeting to note completed items, to identify impediments or roadblocks, requiring Scrum Master involvement, and to plan their day. The daily Scrum is stage 5 on the roadmap to value. You can see how the sprint and the daily Scrum fit into an Agile project in Figure 9.1. Note how they both repeat. In the daily Scrum meeting, each development team member makes the following 3 statements which enable team coordination. 1. Yesterday I completed, and then they state the items they completed. 2. Today I am going to take on, and then they state the task. And 3. My impediments are, and then they state the impediments, if any. Technical stuff. Other names you might hear for the daily Scrum meeting are the daily huddle or the daily stand-up meeting. Daily Scrum, daily huddle, and daily stand-up all mean the same thing. One of the rules of Scrum is that daily Scrum meetings last 15 minutes or less. Meetings that last longer eat into the development team's day. You can use props to keep daily Scrum meetings quick. I start meetings by tossing a squeaky burger-shaped dog toy. Don't worry, it's clean. To a random development team member. Each person makes their 3 statements and then passes the squeaky toy to someone else. If people are long-winded, I change the prop to a 500-page ream of copy paper, which weighs about 5 pounds. Each person can talk for as long as he or she can hold the ream out to one side. Either meetings will quickly become shorter, or development team members will quickly build up their arm strength. In my experience, it's the former. To keep daily Scrums brief and effective, the Scrum team can follow several guidelines. 1. Anyone may attend a daily Scrum, but only the development team, the Scrum Master, and the product owner may talk. Stakeholders can discuss questions with the Scrum Master or product owner afterward, but stakeholders should not approach the development team. 2. The focus is on immediate priorities. The Scrum team should review only completed tasks. Tasks to be done, and roadblocks. 3. Daily Scrum meetings are for coordination, not problem solving. The development team and the Scrum Master are responsible for removing roadblocks during the day. 4. To keep meetings from drifting into problem solving sessions, Scrum teams can A. Keep a list on the whiteboard to keep track of issues that need immediate attention, and then address those issues directly after the meeting, and B. Hold a meeting called an after-party to solve problems once the daily Scrum is finished. Some Scrum teams schedule time for an after-party every day. Others only meet as needed. 5. The daily Scrum is for peer-to-peer coordination rather than individuals reporting status to one person, such as the Scrum Master or product owner. Status is reported at the end of each day in the sprint backlog. 6. With such a short meeting, you need to start on time. It is not unusual for the Scrum team to have creative punishments for tardiness, such as doing push-ups or adding penalty money into a team celebration fund or another inconvenience. And finally, 7, the Scrum team may request that daily Scrum attendees stand up rather than sit down during the meeting. Standing up makes people eager to finish the meeting and get on with the day's work. Here's a tip. When you only have 15 minutes to meet, every minute counts, Scrum teams should not be afraid to make the punishment for being late to the daily scrum appropriately unpleasant. If members of the team love to sing, for example, performing a karaoke song shouldn't be the punishment. I've helped cure perpetual tardiness problems overnight by suggesting the tardy punishment change from adding $1 to a team celebration fund to adding $20 to the fund. Daily scrum meetings are effective for keeping the development team focused on the right tasks for any given day. Because the development team members are accountable for their work in front of their peers, they are less likely to stray from their daily commitments. Daily scrum meetings also help ensure that the scrum master and development team can deal with roadblocks immediately. These meetings are so useful that even organizations that are not using any other agile techniques sometimes adopt daily scrums. Here's another tip. I like to hold daily scrum meetings 1 hour after the development team's normal start time to allow for traffic jams, emails, coffee, and other rituals of starting the day. Having a later scrum meeting also allows the development team time to review bug reports from automated testing tools that ran the night before. The daily scrum is for discussing progress and planning each upcoming day. As you'll see next, you also track progress, not just discuss it, every day. Tracking progress. You also need to track progress of your sprint daily. This section discusses ways to keep track of the tasks within your sprint. Two tools for tracking progress are the sprint backlog and a task board. Both the sprint backlog and the task board enable the scrum team to show the sprint's progress to anyone at any given time. Remember, the Agile Manifesto values individuals and interactions over processes and tools. Make sure your tools support rather than hinder your scrum team. Modify or even replace tools if you have to. For a refresher, go back to Chapter 2 and listen to the Agile Manifesto. The Sprint Backlog. Chapter 8 discussed details of the sprint backlog. During sprint planning, you concentrate on adding user stories and tasks to the backlog. During the sprint itself, you update the sprint backlog daily, tracking progress of the development team's tasks for each working day. Figure 9.2 shows the sprint backlog for this book's sample application, the XYZ Bank's mobile banking application. Make the sprint backlog available to the entire project team every day. That way, anyone who needs to know the sprint status can find it instantly. In the top right of Figure 9.2, note the Sprint Burndown Chart, which shows the progress that the development team is making. You can include burndown charts on your sprint backlog and on your product backlog, but this chapter concentrates on the sprint backlog. Figure 9.3 shows the burndown chart in detail. A burndown chart is a powerful tool for visualizing progress and the work remaining. The chart shows the following. 1. The outstanding work, in hours, on the first vertical axis. 2. Time, in days, along the horizontal axis. Some sprint burndown charts also show the outstanding story points on a second vertical axis that is plotted against the same horizontal time axis as hours of work remaining. A burndown chart enables anyone at a glance to see the status of the sprint. Progress is clear. By comparing the realistic number of hours available to the actual work remaining, you can find out daily whether the effort is going as planned, is in better shape than expected, or is in trouble. That information helps you determine whether the development team is likely to accomplish the targeted number of user stories and helps you make informed decisions early in the sprint. On the web. You can create a sprint backlog using a spreadsheet and charting program like Microsoft Excel. You can also download my sprint backlog template, which includes a burndown chart, from dummies.com/go/agileprojectmanagementfd. Figure 9.4 shows samples of burndown charts for sprints in different situations. Looking at these charts, you can tell how the work is progressing. 1. Expected. This chart shows a normal sprint pattern. The remaining work hours rise and fall as the development team completes tasks, ferrets out details, and identifies tactical work it may not have initially considered. Although work occasionally increases, it is manageable, and the team mobilizes to complete all user stories by the end of the sprint. 2. More complicated. In this sprint, the work increased beyond the point in which the development team felt it could accomplish everything. The team identified this issue early, worked with the product owner to remove some user stories, and still achieved the sprint goal. The key to scope changes within a sprint is that they are always initiated by the development team, no one else. 3. Less complicated. In this sprint, the development team completed some critical user stories faster than anticipated and worked with the product owner to identify additional user stories it could add to the sprint. 4. Not participating. A straight line in a burndown means that the team didn't update the burndown or made zero progress that day. Either case is a red flag for future problems. Warning, just like on a heartbeat graph, a horizontal line on a sprint burndown chart is never a good thing. 5. Lying or conforming. This burndown pattern is common for new agile development teams that might be used to reporting the hours that management expects, instead of the time the work really takes, and consequently tend to adjust their work estimates to the exact number of remaining hours. This pattern often reflects a fear-based environment where the managers lead by intimidation. And finally, 6, failing fast. One of the strongest benefits of Agile is the immediate proof of progress or lack thereof. This pattern shows an example of a team that wasn't participating or progressing. Halfway through the sprint, the product owners cut their losses and kill the sprint. Only product owners can end a sprint early. The sprint backlog helps you track progress throughout each sprint. You can also refer to earlier sprint backlogs to compare progress from sprint to sprint. You will make changes to your process in each sprint. You can go back and listen to more about the concept of inspect and adapt in Chapter 7. Constantly inspect your work and adapt to make it better. Hold on to those old sprint backlogs. You'll find out more about inspect and adapt in Chapter 10. Another way to keep track of your sprint is by using a task board. Keep listening to find out how to create and use a task board. The task board. Although the sprint backlog is a great way to track and show project progress, it's probably in an electronic format, so it might not be immediately accessible to anyone who wants to see it. Some Scrum development teams also use a task board, along with their sprint backlog. A task board provides a quick, easy view of the items within the sprint that the development team is working on and has completed. I like task boards because you cannot deny the status they show. Like the product roadmap, the task board can be made up of sticky notes on a whiteboard. The task board will have at least the following 4 columns from left to right. 1. To do. The user stories and tasks that remain to be accomplished are in the far left column. 2. In progress. User stories and tasks that the development team is currently working on are in the in progress column. Only one user story or two should be in this column. Having more user stories in progress is an alert that development team members are not working cross-functionally and instead are hoarding desired tasks. You risk having multiple user stories partially done instead of more user stories completely done by the end of the sprint. 3. Accept. After the development team completes a user story, it moves it to the accept column. User stories in the accept column are ready for the product owner to review and either provide feedback or accept. And 4, done. When the product owner has reviewed a user story and verifies that the user story is complete, the product owner can move that user story to this column. Here's a tip. Limit your work in progress. Only select one task at a time. Leave other tasks available in the to-do column. Ideally, a development team will work on only one user story at a time and swarm on that user story to complete it quickly. Because the task board is tactile, people physically move a user story card through its completion. It can engage the development team more than an electronic document ever could. The task board encourages thought and action just by existing in the Scrum team's work area, where everyone can see the board. Here's another tip. Allowing only the product owner to move user stories to the Done column prevents misunderstandings about user story status. Figure 9.5 shows a typical task board. As you can see, the task board is a strong visual representation of the work in progress. Technical stuff. The task board is a lot like a Kanban board. Kanban is a Japanese term that means visual signal. For more on Kanban boards, go back and listen to Chapter 4. Toyota created these boards as part of its lean manufacturing process. Day-to-day work on an agile project involves more than just planning and tracking progress. In the next section, you'll hear about what most of your day's work will include, whether you are a member of the development team, a product owner, or a scrum master. Here's another tip. Some development teams report status only with a task board and ask the scrum master to convert status into the sprint backlog. This process helps the scrum master see trends and potential issues. Agile roles within the sprint. Each member of a scrum team has specific daily roles and responsibilities during the sprint. The day's focus for the development team is producing shippable functionality. For the product owner, the focus is on preparing the product backlog for future sprints while supporting the development team with real-time clarifications. The scrum master is the agile coach and maximizes the development team's productivity by removing roadblocks and protecting the development team from external distractions. Following are descriptions of the tasks each member of the scrum team performs during the sprint. If you're a member of the development team, you also perform the following tasks during the sprint. 1. Select the tasks of highest need and complete them as quickly as possible. 2. Request clarification from the product owner when you are unclear about a user story. 3. Collaborate with other development team members to design the approach to a specific user story. Seek help when you need it, and provide help when another development team member needs it. 4. Conduct peer reviews on one another's work. 5. Take on tasks beyond your normal role as the sprint demands. 6. Fully develop functionality as agreed to in the definition of done, described in the next section, creating shippable functionality. 7. Report daily on your progress. 8. Alert the Scrum Master to any roadblocks you can't effectively remove on your own. And 9. Achieve the sprint goal you committed to during sprint planning. The product owner has the following tasks during the sprint. 1. Make investments required to keep development speed high. 2. Prioritize product functionality. 3. Represent the product stakeholders to the development team. 4. Report on cost and schedule status to product stakeholders. 5. Elaborate user stories with the development team so that the team clearly understands what it is creating. 6. Provide immediate clarification and decisions about requirements to keep the development team developing. 7. Remove business impediments brought to you by the Scrum Master. 8. Review complete functionality for user stories and provide feedback to the development team. 9. Add new user stories to the product backlog as necessary and ensure that new user stories support the product vision, the release goal, or the sprint goal. And finally, 10. Look forward to the next sprint and elaborate user stories in readiness for the next sprint planning meeting. Remember, nonverbal communication says a lot. Scrum masters can benefit from understanding body language to identify unspoken tensions within the Scrum team. If you are a Scrum Master, you do the following during the sprint. 1. Uphold agile values and practices by coaching the product owner, development team, and the organization when necessary. 2. Shield the development team from external distractions. 3. Remove roadblocks, both tactically for immediate problems and strategically for potential long-term issues. 4. Facilitate consensus building within the Scrum team. And 5. Build relationships to foster close cooperation with people working the Scrum team. Here's a tip. I often tell Scrum Masters, never lunch alone. Always be building relationships. You never know when you will need to call in a favor on a project. As you can see, each Scrum member team has a specific job within the sprint. In the next section, you see how the product owner and the development team work together to create the product. Creating shippable functionality. The objective of the day-to-day work of a sprint is to create shippable functionality for the product in a form that can be delivered to a customer or user. Within the context of a single sprint, a product increment or shippable functionality means that a work product has been developed, integrated, tested, and documented according to the project definition of done, and is deemed ready to release. The development team may or may not actually release that product at the end of the sprint. Release timing depends on the release plan. The project may require multiple sprints before the product contains the set of minimum marketable features necessary to justify a market release. Here's a tip. It helps to think about shippable functionality in terms of user stories. A user story starts out as a written requirement on a card. As the development team creates functionality, each user story becomes an action a user can take. Shippable functionality equals completed user stories. To create shippable functionality, the development team and the product owner are involved in three major activities: elaborating, developing, and verifying. During the sprint, any or all of these activities can be happening at any given time. As you review them in detail, remember that they don't always occur in a linear way. Elaborating. In an agile project, elaboration is the process of determining the details of a product feature. Whenever the development team tackles a new user story, elaboration ensures that any unanswered questions about a user story are answered so that the process of development can proceed. The product owner works with the development team to elaborate user stories, but the development team should have the final say on design decisions. The product owner should be available for consultation if the development team needs further clarification on requirements throughout the day. Warning: collaborative design is a major part of agile success. Watch out for development team members who have a tendency to try to work alone on elaborating user stories. If a member of the development team separates him or herself from the team, perhaps part of the Scrum Master's job should be coaching that person on upholding agile values and practices. Developing. During product development, most of the activity naturally falls to the development team. The product owner continues to work with the development team on an as-needed basis to provide clarification and to approve developing functionality. The Scrum Master should focus on protecting the development team from outside disruptions and removing impediments that the development team encounters. To sustain agile practices during development, be sure to do the following. 1. Pair up development team members to complete tasks. Doing so enhances the quality of the work and encourages the sharing of skills. 2. Follow the development team's agreed-upon design standards. If you can't, revisit these standards and improve them. 3. Start development by setting up automated tests. You can find more about automated testing in the following section and in Chapter 15. 4. If new, nice-to-have features become apparent during development, add them to the product backlog. Avoid coding new features that are outside the sprint goal. 5. Integrate changes that were coded during the day, one set at a time. Test for 100% correctness. Integrate changes at least once a day. Some teams integrate several times a day. 6. Undertake code reviews to ensure that the code follows development standards. Identify areas that need revisiting. Add the revisions as tasks in the sprint backlog. And 7. Create technical documentation as you work. Don't wait until the end of the sprint, or worse still, the end of the sprint prior to a release. Technical stuff. Continuous integration is the term used in software development for integrating and comprehensively testing with every code build. Continuous integration helps identify problems before they become crises. verifying. Verifying the work done in a sprint has three parts: automated testing, peer review, and product owner review. Let's take a look at each. Automated testing. Automated testing means using a computer program to do the majority of your code testing for you. With automated testing, the development team can quickly develop the test code, which is a big benefit for agile projects. Often, agile project teams code during the day and let the tests run overnight. In the morning, the project team can review the bug report that the testing program generated, report on any problems during the daily scrum, and correct those issues immediately during the day. Automated testing can include the following. 1. Unit testing. This is testing source code in its smallest parts, the component level. 2. System testing. This is testing the code with the rest of the system. And 3. Static testing. Static testing verifies that the product's code meets standards based on rules and best practices that the development team has agreed upon. Peer review. Peer review simply means that development team members review one another's code. If Sam writes program A and Joan writes program B, Sam could review Joan's code and vice versa. Objective peer review helps ensure the code quality. The development team can conduct peer reviews during development. Co-location helps make this easy. You can turn to the person next to you and ask him or her to take a quick look at what you've just completed. The development team can also set aside time during the day specifically for reviewing code. Self-managing teams should decide what works best for their specific team. Product owner review. When a user story has been developed and tested, the development team moves the stories to the Accept column on the task board. The product owner then reviews the functionality and verifies that it meets the goals of the user story, per the user story's acceptance criteria. The product owner verifies user stories throughout each day. As discussed in Chapter 8, the backside of each user story card has verification steps. These steps allow the product owner to review and confirm that the code works and supports the user story. Figure 9.6 shows a sample user story card's verification steps. Finally, the product owner should run through some checks to verify that the user story in question meets the definition of done. When a user story meets the definition of done, the product owner updates the task board by moving the user story from the Accept column to the Done column. While the product owner and the development team are working together to create shippable functionality for the product, the Scrum Master helps the Scrum team to identify and clear roadblocks that appear along the way. Identifying roadblocks. It's a major part of the Scrum Master's role to manage and help resolve roadblocks that the team identifies. Roadblocks are anything that thwarts a team member from working to full capacity. While the daily scrum is the best place for the development team to identify roadblocks, the development team may come to the Scrum Master with issues throughout the day. Examples of roadblocks could be 1. Local, tactical issues like A. A manager trying to pull away a team member to work on a priority sales report. B. The development team needs additional hardware or software to facilitate progress. Or C. A development team member doesn't understand a user story and says the product owner isn't available to help. And number 2, organizational impediments, such as A. An overall resistance to agile techniques, especially when the company established and maintained prior processes at significant cost. B. Managers might not be in touch with the work on the ground. Technologies, development practices, and project management practices are always progressing. C. External departments may not be familiar with Scrum needs and pace of development when using agile techniques. Or D. The organization can enforce policies that don't make sense for agile project teams. Centralized tools, budget restrictions, and standardized processes that don't align with agile processes can all cause issues for agile teams. Remember, the most important trait a Scrum Master can have is organizational clout. Organizational clout gives the Scrum Master the ability to have difficult conversations and make the small and large changes necessary for the Scrum team to be successful. Beyond the primary focus of creating shippable functionality, other things happen during the day on an Agile project. Many of these tasks fall to the Scrum Master. Table 9.1 shows potential roadblocks and the action that the Scrum Master can take to remove the impediments. So far in this chapter, you have seen how the Scrum team starts its day and works throughout the day. The Scrum team wraps up each day with a few tasks as well. The next section shows you how to end a day within a sprint. The end of the day. At the end of each day, the development team reports on task progress by updating the sprint backlog with which tasks were completed and how much work, in hours, remains to be done on new tasks started. Depending on the software the Scrum team uses, the sprint backlog could automatically update the sprint burndown chart as well. Warning: update the sprint backlog with the amount of work remaining on open tasks. If possible, avoid spending time tracking how many hours were spent working on tasks. Tracking hours spent is often to gauge initial forecast accuracy, which is less necessary with self-correcting models in Agile. The product owner should also walk by the task board and move any user stories that have passed review to the complete column. The Scrum Master can review the sprint backlog for any risks prior to the next day's daily Scrum. The Scrum team follows this daily cycle until the end of the sprint, when it will be time for the sprint review and the sprint retrospective.